Get on board with Community Bus. Starting September 5, 2017, TTC Wheel-Trans will kick off a 9-month pilot project along two of its 5 community bus routes, 400 Lawrence Manor and 404 East York. Along these routes, buses will run hourly and stop in front of added destinations. These improvements mean customers will have more accessible and convenient options to get around their neighborhood. Not familiar with Community Bus? It is a service that connects customers to a variety of popular destinations along a unique neighborhood route. It stops at the front door of various buildings and landmarks, including local shops, grocery stores, community centers, healthcare facilities, and seniors' residences. While Community Bus uses the same vehicles that Wheel-Trans customers are used to, anyone can ride the bus with a TTC fare. It's flexible. There is no need to book your trip. This bus runs on a schedule. It's friendly. These buses are fully accessible and our operators are helpful. It's convenient. We serve regular stops and can be flagged down at any spot along the route. TTC operates these 5 community bus routes: 400 Lawrence Manor, 402 Parkdale, 403 Don Mills South, 404 East York, and 405 Etobicoke. Find out if community bus services are in your area at ttc.ca. Travel, visit, and shop locally. 400 Lawrence Manor. This community bus now stops at Humber River Regional Hospital, Villa Colombo Seniors Residence, and Walmart North York Plaza near Keele and Lawrence, as well as other destinations along its extended route. This bus runs every 60 minutes between approximately 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. 404 East York. This community bus now stops at Coxwell Subway Station, No Frills, Fresh Co., Main Street Library, Norman Hutton Complex, Community Center 55, The Beaches, as well as other destinations along its extended route. This bus runs every 60 minutes on weekdays between approximately 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The pilot will run until June 2018, when a report on the results will be presented to the TTC's board. The route changes will remain in effect until a full assessment of the pilot is complete, and we have decided whether similar changes can be made along other community bus routes and/or the number of routes should be increased.